Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Sure, 77379.
You said 77379?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here. My computer's loading a touch slow today.
Thank you.
And what was that first and last name, please?
That's what I'm trying to find out. We were charged, and I'm just trying to find out, I guess, what exactly we were charged for.
We're a customer service for several different companies, so I would need an account pulled up to know for sure what would you'd be charged in reference to. But if I can get that located, I can certainly let you know what it is and how it got started and what we can do to fix that for you today. Can I try your first and last name just to see if I have anything under that?
Sure. Yeah, it's going to be A-L-I-C-I-A. Last name is going to be G-O-V as in Victor, E-A.
Let's see here. Can I have you confirm your shipping address?
21326 Amesbury Meadow Lane, Spring, Texas, 77379.
Thank you for that. Just one moment here. My computer's loading a touch slow today. I'm seeing here, did you enter your name into a drawing to win a KitchenAid stand mixer sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app?
I don't think I did. I don't remember doing that. Like, does it show when exactly?
It would have been, let's see here. Oh, come on, computer. I'm showing last month around the 22nd would have been entering your name into a drawing to win a KitchenAid mixer, and it's sponsored by Bites Hub, the meal planning app, which is an app that designs a custom menu for you based on your desired caloric intake. So it explains when you enter your name into the drawing to win that you're also receiving a subscription access to the meal planning app.
I don't believe I did that. So how do I get out of this?
Do you believe that it's fraudulent then?
Yes.
So just one moment here. I'm going to need to get this canceled and I can get you transferred to our fraud department so they can assist you with the charges to your account.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one moment here. I do apologize.
No, it's fine. Thank you.
Let me check and see who's available so I can just transfer you directly.
Okay.
All right. I'm just getting this cancellation process now, and then I'll have your cancellation confirmation number.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we'll go ahead and get you just transferred right on over. All right, whenever you're ready, I've just got to give you your cancellation confirmation number, and then we'll go ahead and get you transferred to our fraud department so that they can assist you with the charges to your account.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 9207-58097.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Just one moment. I'm checking to see who's available, and I'll get you transferred right on over.
All right, thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. All right, we got someone for you, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred, and she'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you.
Not a problem at all. I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a fantastic rest of your day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thank you.